With us now to discuss the Iraqi election result is NPR's diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Madeline.
So, Mike, we just heard from Anne that a victory here from the Shiite slate, but not an overwhelming one. So isn't this result where moderation must prevail to have all parties involved participate? Isn't that something that the U.S. desired?
Well, that could certainly be one of the outcomes, and the United States has worked throughout this period for compromise and the integration of all the different political factions in Iraq. But the leader, the United Iraqi Alliance, which has taken nearly 50% of the popular vote and will probably get a very slim majority of seats in the 275-seat new assembly. They were highly influenced by exile groups that were in Iran during the Iran-Iraq War and during the government of Saddam Hussein. They have close ties to Iran. Many are clerics. Some of the groups are religiously oriented. And this was not a group that the United States wanted to see win big power in Iraq. Having said that, however, it's true that the United Iraqi Alliance expected a much larger victory. In order to form a government and then write a constitution that can pass a referendum in the country as a whole, the United Iraqi Alliance is going to have to work with other powerful groups now in the new National Assembly. And at least if we define moderation as compromise, there's bound to be a lot of compromise going on in the future.
And they'll have to work with the Kurds, who also had a strong showing in the elections.
And this was not unexpected. We expected the Kurdish North to vote for the Kurdish parties and the Shiite South to vote for the Shiite party, and that was exactly what happened. The Kurds got 25% of the vote. That probably exceeds their numbers in the Iraqi society at large. And so this will allow them to make a lot of demands in terms of the makeup of the new government, the leadership of the new government. It's a possibility that one of the Kurdish leaders will be named president. But the Kurds will also exert some influence on the way Iraq is governed and the look of the new constitution. And there could be a good deal of tense haggling between the Shiites and the Kurds over that.
So that, I would imagine that's good news for the United States, because the Kurds are strong backers of the United States and were strong backers of the U.S. invasion.
Well, that's interesting. The Kurds were, for one reason only, because they felt like that could protect their autonomy in northern Iraq, which they've maintained a kind of quasi-government, almost independent, since the Gulf War in 1991. Yes, they're going to be seen as a pro-American faction. The United Iraqi Alliance has not been a pro-American faction. In fact, before the election, they talked about their eagerness to begin discussions about a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Whether they carry through on that now or quickly is another question, because security is still a big issue. So you've got the moderation of the Kurds certainly looking out for their own interests, but the arm's-length relationship between the United States and the Shiites, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
But both the United Iraqi Alliance and the Kurds, they both have ties to Iran.
They do.
So what does that mean?
It's a question for the future. There are some who say that because they have close ties to Iran, that this will create a government in Iraq that's highly influenced by Iran. Certainly there will be Iranian influence, and some experts believe that a Shiite-dominated government in Iraq will be much more moderate than the one in Iran, and ultimately may have a moderating influence on Iran.
We've talked about the Shiites, we've talked about the Kurds, let's talk about the Sunnis. They were virtually shut out of the elections by choice. So what is going to happen there?
This is hard to predict. Of course, the key issue is, because the Sunnis have backed the insurgency, the key issue is whether this insurgency will continue. At this stage, we don't have any expectation to believe that it will slow down or stop. And so for the time being, the Sunnis have marginalized themselves and may remain marginalized. Presumably, they will be watching closely to see what kind of a new government emerges in Iraq and where they might fit in and where their politicians might exert some influence. And over time, the hope is, of course, that the insurgency will die out as a result.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.